Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I'm your boy, Fetty J, and this is Life After Dust Live special. Segment that we do every week. And this is Hot After Dusk, and that's where we go in on stuff that's a hot mess in the news, as hot good stuff in the news in the street. So we got a lot of stuff chopped up today and a short time to do it. Big up to Easy Rider being in the chat room. Big up to you, bro. And why the heck is the chat? I know I hit shut the chat room being slow. I hit enter a long time ago saying was up to him in the chat. Okay. We'll go ahead and go to the phone line. I think that's my co-host right there. So check it out. All right, that's Miss Irving.
Yes, of course. What's up, Betty?
What's up? Oh, man. I've seen a lot of stuff already that's been disturbed. I'm not even talking about the street stuff yet. I've seen stuff in the news that just disturbed me. I'm going to get to it in a bit. But First off, like, How was your day?
It was good.
Okay,
nothing special, but yeah, it was good.
Same here. You know, just another day. Scratch my butt, wash my butt, all that good stuff. So, yeah. But anyways, man, I know you got some juicy stuff too, because I know, like, being in New York, you see a lot of crazy things yourself over there.
You already know.
Oh, man. All right, so first off, I'm gonna go to the first one of the top stories on media takeout right now, and that is with my boy Deion Sanders and Miss Talar. Oh, man. It just, I don't know. I'm always just so stuck in a lot of this stuff. Like, I got to look at this in a million different ways, because I know. I'm just a lot of things I'm just not settling with. First off, of course, for those of y'all that don't know the story yet, Deion Sanders apparently was caught allegedly cheating on his wife with a 19-year-old girl, and apparently was set up by his assistant and Pac-Man Jones. So yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff that went on. of course, they have flight itinerary, pictures of holding keys in the hand, tweets back and forth, all that kind of stuff. So you go look at the pictures. Of course, there's no pictures with his face in it, and then there's a bald-headed guy, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but my whole thing is if it is him, it's a lot of different things. On one token, I'm like, I'm not too much feeling the fact that Deion. So this is true. Dang, Deion, like another athlete. It just goes to show that people when they got power, they can pretty much do what they want, and people just accept it and say, "Oh, well, he's an athlete, or you know, a legendary athlete." So we don't excuse it, and it's expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case, you know, man. Just craziness. But then on the other hand, I'm like, this is apparently all sent in by the, and I'm going to call her the jump off, because, I mean, the fact that you were just so easily willing to do all this, and do the thing, your flight and all that, and then you're going to sit there and go do this, like, I don't know. Like, I don't excuse either one of y'all. It don't make you look any better, because now it turns you into another superhead, and I can't stand superhead type chicks. If you're going to be a jump off, be a jump off. Don't be running around trying to get news coverage out. You knew good about he had a wife. You don't act real dumb. I mean, it's just whatever. So, like, well, like, what's your whole thought process on this whole Deion Sanders foolishness?
I just feel like all those type of females, they're looking for a come up, basically. Like, they feel they need to get publicity somehow. They have some other side hustle they're trying to do. Like, if they want to promote modeling or be a video vixen or something like that. I really don't think that she's genuinely just putting everything out just because. I think there has to be some type of motive. There has to be. Because it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Right. But, I mean, you said being at the modeling. Only thing that's kind of confusing about that is, you know, she's hiding her face. Oh, you know what? She's hiding her face in the pictures, but she's not hiding her face in the pictures of her tweet avatar. Yeah, never mind. Didn't think about that one.
Exactly. And you can see by the avatar that she's a model. So she's trying to promote herself somehow. And this is the way to do
and
it, but
media tech guy is definitely one of the ways to do it.
Yeah, because this is the way to grab everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And it just go from one. We just go from one extreme to next extreme to next extreme to next extreme. Next story, you guys. One of the cast members of Basketball Wives L.A. apparently abetting her son just so she could have an NBA baller marry her. Here we go.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, this is jump out. It's turning tonight. Today turned to jump out news. I purposely didn't do that either. Let's see. What we got? Let's go on. What's her name? Imani. There we go. Imani from the show. She apparently, here's the full scoop on her. Basically, this is what she did, because she was trying to talk to NBA star Steve Jackson, and basically, you know, she knew that he wouldn't talk to her, because she was kind of skeptical of her talking to her, because he said that he only likes to date childless women, but. He knew, so he thought to herself, okay, I have two kids, I got to figure out a way to, you know, dispel this so he'll talk to me, you know, I have two kids. And so if Mitch only have one, you know, only have one that's being known of, then he'll probably be more lenient. In which that was the case, he made the exception. He was on for 2 years, two relationships, all that. Then they ended up having a daughter. And they still go on for all them years, and he still never knows about this other child. Apparently, the other child was being raised by her father's family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, basically, because she decided to sign a prenup, he decided to marry her. So, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, best
so
to see when it comes back at you. Yeah, I know. Just all that for nothing.
Wow.
Like, what the heck, man? Like, I just, oh, my God. Like, it's crazy on both sides. That's why I always tell people all the time, don't just say that, oh, it's bad, man, that's it. Oh, it's bad,
exactly.
Too. I hate seeing that. I hate Twitter and
exactly.
Facebook breathe that crap all day long. And I'm like, yeah, I'd be kidding me. Like, just stop saying it. Like, quit. That's why I'm really an avid person, though. Don't really put your, I'm really big about not really, I wouldn't hide if I had a girlfriend. But
mm-hmm.
At the same time, too, I just won't tell all my love. I know how
exactly.
People are. They turn it, it's, especially when you start getting into the media, they start really going after you. So, oh, man. Okay, we got another crazy story. Because, I mean, this is going to be one of my pet peeves of the day about them hating on something that really shouldn't be hated on. we'll be right back. We're going to play Miss T. Hullaby. This is T. Hullaby's You Lose, and then we'll be right back on Life of the Death Live, your boy Shetty J, and the beautiful Urban Goddess. Let's go.
J-Von on the beat.
Baby, don't go looking for me.
Yeah.
said that's live. Your boy said, Jay, tell my girl Miss T Hullaby when you lose. And I'm back in the building. And my girl Urban Guy's in the building with me too. Alright, so I saw some other disturbing news. It was this disturbing video. Yesterday, I saw Serena Williams dancing dancing Trey Songz. I was hurt. I was like, no, you have no room. You can't shake your butt. No. And that was one of my top hot mess things of the day was, I don't know how I feel about a girl with a big butt and can't dance and can't move it. It bugs me. It's kind of like every time you see a big butt, you automatically think, I like big butts. Okay, you start thinking that it's going to start shaking and your head is like falling about some ball type thing. And you don't tell me that. I was like, no, Serena, tell me this is slow. Then I went
and saw another
video. I saw another video of her, though. She was dancing to Got Money by Lil Wayne T-Pain. I took back everything I said. I was like, okay, never mind. She can get it to you. I was like, okay, she was just playing around the other video. I'm gonna let that one slide out. As a woman, like, how do you feel about, like, let's get your point of view on that. Like, do you think it's kind of under? Do you agree with the fact that it's almost worth to make the stereotype if you got it big, but it's kind of like you're supposed to know how to move it.
Well, let me think. I don't know, because in my head I probably would think the same way as you, like thinking she has to be able to dance or at least move, have a little bit of rhythm, but by that video, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, the video I saw, I saw the second one, I took back everything I said.
I didn't see the second one.
That was how much I was
impressed. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you think you're going to do it. When I saw that, I started doing my research. I said, there's no way. There's no way. I looked at her and got to back everything I said.
Yeah, because that first video was, like, painful, very painful.
Yeah, it was killing me. Because I just feel like, hey, I mean, everybody wrote Nicki Minaj and she, you know, fake butt this, fake butt that. But one thing I can say is she knows how to move it. Fake or not, she knows how to move it. I ain't seen her one time. I seen them videos of her getting everybody named mama, and I mean almost everybody named mama lap dances. I was like, it might be fake, but that, I was kind of convinced it wasn't for like whatever, how much time she was dancing or whatnot.
But I don't understand, like, why does it matter if it's real or fake, though? I don't understand why people are making a big deal. It looks good. That's all that matters.
I kind of go in on it sometimes is because it says to people that, oh, you know, I don't really have a big enough butt to not have to go get one of those demonstrations. And I don't like that. Like, I don't like the fact that people let idiots out there dictate their mindset. Hey, I like girls with big butts, but I also talk to chicks that ain't really got a butt either. And still, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I might be like, oh, you know, a lot of times, you know, I like to say big butt jokes and all this, but at the end of the day, it's really not about that. So, I mean, if you just be comfortable in your skin, if you get it because you really want it, not because you're trying to get attention from. I hate that sometimes. All right, so that's a pet peeve for the females now. That's more for the males, and it's definitely there to have you on because he definitely gets your opinion on this. Okay, they're making a big deal about Jay-Z, and I mean a really big deal about Jay-Z getting his entire body shaved.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, Yeah, I mean, and he just, and to me, I'm just really thinking to myself, okay, I'm gonna throw myself under the bus. I started, he ain't got no hair on his legs, but you still see hair on my legs and all that. But there's just certain places that I just don't like hair too much being there. I just don't. That's another topic for another day. But
yeah,
I pretty much, you know, I trust the facial hair thing out every now and then. But at the end of the day, I end up just going, I don't really want it, kind of, and just pretty much to keep my mustache. To me, I don't know. Like, I think it's make the. I mean, I still have hair on my legs and my arms and stuff, but at the end of the day,
yeah.
I don't think it's such a big deal that, you know, that he decided to shave himself. He decided to get himself shaved, and oh, well, it's not a big deal. The dude don't want to be hairy.
It's really not a big deal.
Does that make him a, you know, all of a sudden people are getting his limp wrist on, so you're trying to tell me that you have to be gay in order to want to be shaved? I'm not understanding that.
Definitely not. Because, first of all, like you said, it's all about what you're comfortable with. And then also, it's about what your partner is comfortable with. Because some people don't mind hairy bodies. Some people, I don't know, like some people actually prefer that. So, like I said, it really depends on what you prefer and what your partner prefers, in my opinion.
I had a traumatic experience one time. I ain't gonna throw the girl name out there. But she had an afro down there, and I kid you not. I mean, literally, everyone, an afro. Like, I could take a comb and comb it.
No.
Thank God for the time of day it was, and I got a phone call at the right time. I was like, oh, crap, I got to go pick up my sister. Woo! I got out of that quick.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I got good. Oh, man. So, yeah, that was traumatic for me. I was like, this kid, you just got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. I don't know what to say about that.
Okay, now. I got to put my special Jeffy music going. Because now I got to remind myself about all the crazy things I saw on Saturday. Now, if you're going to come up to the DJ booth and you're going to complain at me, in which I yelled all day, sign up to this contest, right? And then after a while, we decided to make an exception. And we let you sign up. I got one problem. Why the heck are you going to join in a contest about shaking your behind and you have no rhythm? That pissed me off. Like, she was really like, what do you mean, man, guys? We can't get a contest. We already did it. We already made the point that we want to go sign these chicks up here. That was what Maximilian, I told y'all Maximilian yesterday on the show, what I was going to talk about today. All this chick dancing, I mean, wow. And the crazy is, both of the two late entry people that started joining in, both can dance if their life depends on it. And let me tell you, the one who came and complained at me, the one who complained at me was black, the other one who was going head to head when it was white. Can neither one of them dance, but. The white girl had more of it than she did. I was like,
Did she have a body though?
How do
you understand? Like,
no,
some people, they feel
no,
that.
No, she didn't have a body. She didn't have a face. She looked like Huckleberry Hound. I kid you not. She like Huckleberry Hound.
Yes,
she like Huckleberry Hound. I don't care what y'all say. It's on the record. I said, y'all know I don't hold my tongue. It was bugging me. I couldn't. When I saw it happen, I said, oh, I hope I ain't too drunk enough to where I can still remember this. Oh, I did remember it. And then there's the other incident where I just don't understand this. You pay all this money you could train because you have to pay all this money to get to a club, right?
Uh-huh.
And you pay all this money. You want to do things like shoot things or try to fight so that it can end quicker.
Boy.
I'm not understanding that. Why do you pay so much money to go to the club just to fight? You want to fight? Stay at home. Call the dude and say, hey, I think you're a mark. Let's fight. Outside my house, you ain't got to worry about it. These dudes, I was going to come to the club and fight. What the heck? We stopped before even after that because they already know me. I'm like, woo! I turned to the police. I'm like, hey, dude, can you watch the Herman quick? I'll go out there and be part. I'll go play security with their behinds because I don't want security to take out data about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep the person out. I'm going to help y'all keep the person out because I ain't got time for it because they're not going to throw nothing bad at me. I always fighting. I just don't understand. Like, and it's obvious, you know, people are going to say, well, you know, people need to respect their shit and all this, that, and the other. But at the same token, I know plenty of people who are in gangs that don't run around and don't be trying to fight in the club and just be on some chill stuff.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man. It's a time and a place, and that is not the time.
What a place. I don't understand that. I really don't.
Well, I think it'd be part of y'all fault too, man. Y'all be turning them dudes down all night, and they just get mad at the point and say, I'm just going to fight somebody.
I guess. I don't know, because some of them truly have something to prove. But it's like you said, it's not the time or the place. Like, do that something else. Like, stay outside the club if you have to. Don't bring it inside. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Why'd you pay to go in? I don't understand. I mean, that doesn't understand. Any day, I'm still going to get paid. I'm still going to get paid DJ, so you can beat them all you want to. I'm still going to get paid DJ. Yeah, not going to be able to stop that. And I just want to do, I was like, you know, you don't want to mess up that reputation with people, especially over something that can be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely... I was just like, come on, dude. This dude was really trying to fight. And I was like, dude, I said, unless you're going to pay me to not DJ, you have to go somewhere, dude. People know I'm going to keep it real. And I ain't got to throw it on hands or nothing. I'm just going to talk to you. I am 25. For those of you that don't know, I am 25 years old. I did not have, I think that stuff should have been left back. In high school, I was fighting
exactly.
Back in high school.
Exactly.
And y'all have more success rate than females if y'all walk to it and start running the same corny lines. Because a dude might have a better shot at getting your number. He can just come up to you just some old crazy way.
Definitely. Because you don't pay no attention to all that recycled stuff. Like, you gotta come original. You gotta be genuine. Because if you coming at me with some line that I know you use to everybody else, no, I don't want to hear that. You gotta be catered to me.
I know. I just act like myself. And I just cater to the situation. Exactly. I cater to the situation. Like,
exactly.
It's too, like I said, I said this on BBM yesterday. It's 2011, and you don't know how you don't have any game in 2011. You got to get something wrong with you.
That's so true.
But, well, again, come to a close. Let everyone know where they can follow you at, Miss Urban.
Yes, you can follow me, Urban Goddess NYC, on Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right. Y'all can find me at twitter.com/CEDDYJDUSK or facebook.com, the same thing, CEDDYJDUSK. That's how you can find me. And as it comes to a close, I'll make sure y'all go to DustSpot at DUSK. STOT.com. And remember, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's an urban goddess. The guy that is, oh wait, y'all have turned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live, Hot Mess Edition. Tomorrow's a big show. We got my girl Cubana Lust in the building.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, yes. All right, so we're rolling on out. Shout out to Easy Rider for rolling on through. Shout out to the people that listen to the archives, listening on iTunes, Facebook players, DustFire, all that stuff. Where you listen to the show from, we appreciate you and keep doing what you do. All right, we are rolling on out of here.